When it comes to a divorce, especially a contentious divorce, many people think they're going to take the other side to the cleaners. That should not be your goal, because that will result in an expensive legal battle. And when that happens, you won't walk away with as much as you think. Be realistic when you start the process and stay level-headed when it comes to the division of assets. Well, here to explain this is Todd Huttner. Todd is the founder of Denver Divorce Professionals. He is also a certified divorce specialist and certified divorce lending professional in the real estate, finance, and mortgage fields. Todd's diverse background allows him to really guide clients through this difficult transition so they can survive and thrive. Todd, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, great to have you. And you say if clients want to stay out of court, they should work together, even with an estranged spouse. Why can doing that get both sides a better outcome?
It's really important, in my opinion, that if you want to stay out of court, you pretty much have to work together in some capacity, because it takes a lot of time to, especially when you're in the situation, you know, if things were kumbaya, you wouldn't be here. But with an estranged spouse, you can still make it happen. But it takes a while to establish that trust, you know, in each other to go through this process and navigate it together. And it only takes a second to eliminate it. And I always tell people, look, you can go to court in an instant. It's a little harder work to stay out of court, but it's worth it for several reasons. Because if you go to court, the person with the least information and the least time to understand your situation and with the least at stake, they're the one who's making the decisions for you and your family. And the results are that most of the time, both spouses feel as though they didn't get a fair outcome, or if it had only been done slightly differently, it would have been better for everyone. So that's why going to court is so difficult to get good decisions. But at the same time, the more couples can work together, the more they can come to their own agreements, the more they are in control, the more they're willing to live up to those agreements. And as I explained to one client, if you can make it through the divorce communicating with your spouse, it's kind of like the training wheels for co-parenting the rest of your life. So, you know, you got to work on it at some point if you have kids and you hope to co-parent and be at their graduation, wedding, you know, and all those events in life where you want to be there with them. You can't, you know, give birth to the same kid twice so that one spouse can be there and then do it all over again with the other spouse. So some of that just doesn't, isn't practical.
Well, you know, people are always turning to their attorney or financial expert to give them the answers to their many questions when they're going through the divorce process, when in fact, these professionals might not know what a client's goals are or even what their expectations are. So why is it important for clients to know from the start what they want and then ask their professional, hey, how are we going to achieve this?
You know, this is important and something a lot of people ask, because they oftentimes don't know how to select their professionals. And so one of the biggest things I tell them is selecting their attorney can have the biggest impact on their divorce. And working with the right attorney for their situation, if they want to stay out of court, finding an attorney who understands that and is really well suited to keep them out of court. So they always want to vet their professionals with these questions. So give me the five questions I need to ask to figure out who to use for my, you know, to be a CPA or my attorney or my financial advisor and so on. And my point is, there is no right set of questions necessarily for everyone, because the answers should be different. The answer should match your situation. And what I mean by that is, I think it's important for clients to determine, you know, do you want to stay out of court? What kind of process do you want to go through? Do you want to be very involved and be very, very cooperative in nature with your spouse directly? Or do you want to cooperate but through mediation where you have a third party helping facilitate? Or do you want to just maybe have your attorneys do negotiations on your behalf, consulting with you? Because these are very different dynamics. And also, you know, what are your expectations? And what are your spouse's expectations? Can you work together? And And if you guys agree on a lot and are working together, that's going to be a very different prospect and process through the divorce. So if you can understand what your goals and objectives are and where your spouse is coming from, how well you can work together with them, then ask a professional, hey, here's my situation, here's my goals and expectations and objectives, and how have you dealt with this before? What would you suggest be an appropriate path for me to follow? And really, I think it's very apparent when people ask those questions, because there is no right answer for everybody, or it can't be the same answer for everybody. You'll start to understand and know, hey, this person's going to be a good fit, or maybe they won't be. And if they do deviate and say, well, you know, here's how I would answer that, but I also might suggest this. So even if they disagree or suggest something different, if it's well thought out and it makes sense to you, then that's still okay. I mean, in fact, that's probably the best, where they're starting to say, hey, you know, I can understand where you're coming from, but you may, you know, you might consider this other option as you go through here. And so that's where I think people will start to feel it. Plus, the best way to do this, and it's hard, but the best way to do this is to talk to a few professionals, because the comparison between them becomes very obvious. So it's really hard to know if you talk to the right person if you only talk to one. But if you talk to three people, the right person pretty much reveals itself to you, and you can feel much more confident making a decision moving forward and actually getting the right fit, feeling good about it too. So that's really how I help clients and advise them when it comes to identifying and picking a professional, even myself. It's like, hey, go talk to someone else and you'll feel that I'm a good fit or not.
Yeah, and one thing that I wrote down before is the word expectations, because you used that a couple times. And I feel like so many people, when they start the divorce process, have very unrealistic expectations. So how do you talk to clients who have these and reshape their outlook so they can have a positive outcome?
Yeah, this can be very challenging, but it's really important. Because, I mean, there is one aspect. There are some clients whose expectations just won't ever be able to be met. And you can help that person, but sometimes at what cost? Because it can be very frustrating for both parties. And if their expectations are such that you just know they're setting themselves up for failure, sometimes it's better to step away from that relationship if you're really not going to be able to help them reach a position where they can fulfill the needs they have. But when it comes to some of these, and I want to give examples so people can understand, but you know, one thing that people often say is, well, I just want to be heard in court. And it's almost like they need validation that they weren't at fault here, that they did the right thing, that this isn't, you know, their fault that this broke down. And it's almost like they need that vindication as proof, you know, to hold up to the world that, hey, I didn't do the wrong thing. It was him or it was her. And that's just not going to happen, because it's not like it is on TV. I mean, the reality is you don't get much time to say much of anything. And when you do, everyone just heard how bad you are, because the court process is incredibly adversarial. So if you go through court, that's really all that's going to come out, is how bad both of you are. It's going to pick the worst moments from both of you and every little mistake you've ever made. And that's really the hardest part to explain to people. Also, if they're looking for payback, getting even, that's just not going to happen through the divorce process. And they're going to have a really hard time moving forward beyond the divorce decree in general anyway. But even others where, you know, there are times when people may just, well, I need to get this. And so what I try to explain is, you know, hey, if you're expecting 80% of the assets and income or whatever the case may be, there are cases where that may make sense. It's just not typical. But, you know, what I tell people is let's start in the middle somewhere, because some states are equal, some are equitable. And, you know, while those definitions vary, let's just call it somewhere in the middle. If you start deviating too far from the middle, you're in a position where you're less likely to reach an agreement. So I call this agreement zone as close to the middle. But if you get too far from that, you've got to realize that someone's worst day in court plus the cost of going to court, if you go beyond that, you're almost forcing them to logically go to court no matter how much they want to avoid it. So, you know, being able to understand clients' expectations, explain what the process is really going to entail, explain different things where they can at least understand the reality, it really just helps them understand what the process is, what it isn't, what they see on TV or hear from friends, and how that may not be applicable for their situation. But this, in this way, you can actually set them up for success where they can feel that they reached a good resolution one way or the other, because no matter how good a solution or resolution may be, if they don't feel it was good because of their expectations were unrealistic, then they'll never get there and they can never move on.
Yeah, and in order to get a positive outcome, everybody has to work together. And in order to do that, the professionals and the client have to build a rapport. So talk to me about why these steps are so vital and how professionals can do that, even with clients that are being very difficult.
I think the most important part is just listening. I mean, again, this isn't a cut and dry 2 + 2 = 4. You know, when it comes to building rapport, it's really just trust. And it takes a little while to understand where a client's coming from. And doing that is really the way to establish rapport. And then also just understanding if you're a good fit. Sometimes people just have a different communication style. Actually, earlier today, I was on a call with several attorneys, and one of them was talking about this. And there was a situation where it was a tailor-made situation where I could have helped this couple. I mean, it was just right in my wheelhouse. But because of some dynamics in their relationship and personality of one of the clients, I realized he's not willing to take any advice. He's really demanding that, you know, hey, I got this figured out. You'll just need to listen to me and we'll be good. And those are really challenging situations, and I was unable to establish any rapport. And so by walking away from that situation, it was really a good outcome, just because I wasn't going to be able to meet those needs. But listening to the client, helping them understand their situation, helping them understand where you can help them and where you can't, and then also just giving them your honest feedback, you're either going to establish a relationship of rapport and trust or not. And to me, that's really where it all comes together for people. It really sets everyone up for success with the relationship with their professionals.
Todd, for people who want to continue this conversation, how do they get in touch with you?
You could find me at DenverDivorceProfessionals.com is probably the best place to start.
Todd, thank you so much for joining us again. That's Todd, founder of Denver Divorce Professionals. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back right after this break.
Todd Huttner is a certified divorce specialist and certified divorce lending professional with over 20 years' experience in the finance, mortgage, and real estate industries. A financial analyst and a consultant working with Fortune 500 clients, Todd founded Huttner Capital as well as Denver Divorce Professionals to help couples facing divorce avoid costly mistakes, protect their credit, and successfully separate their finances. Whether they are couples working together collaboratively or individuals dealing with conflict and an adversarial spouse, Todd Huttner's financial separation plan provides a path forward. It eliminates fear and doubt from clients' financial decisions by providing clarity and understanding to create the agreements required to achieve their desired outcome so they can move forward with confidence. Todd created the Financial Separation Plan, which is a proven process that reduces conflict and levels the playing field so couples can work together to stay out of court and stay in control of their divorce. It provides the analysis to make informed decisions, the guidance to reach fair agreements, and the coordination required to implement the decree, saving time, money, and frustration. As a published author and nationally recognized real estate and personal finance expert, Todd is frequently quoted in the trade and business press, including the Wall Street Journal, CNBC, Bankrate.com, U.S. News, and Realtor.com. Contact Todd Huttner at www.DenverDivorceProfessionals.com, DenverDivorceProfessionals.com, DenverDivorceProfessionals.com.